Polls have said that more than 90% of Wisconsin voters have strong opinions about the governor, with his positive and negative ratings in most of the polls being about even. Paul Maslin is a pollster and consultant who's working for newly announced Democratic candidate Kathleen Falk. Maslin says in the last couple of months, Walker and independent groups have spent about $6 million on ads backing the governor and haven't been able to move the polling numbers much. Maslin says the election campaign could be a fight for as few as 5% of the electorate.
There may only be 5, 6, 7, 8% that are truly in the middle. At some point, they just sort of step back and say, okay, I'm going to wait and see how this thing plays out.
Gene Ulm is a Republican consultant working in Wisconsin. He agrees the percentage of undecided voters appears to be small.
There's nothing but love and hate. There's no like going on in Wisconsin right now. No kind of like, no let's date for a while or anything like that. It's either let's get married or I want you in the grave.
Ulm says one thing Governor Walker may try is to win over some blue-collar private sector union members. Democrat Paul Maslin says he expects to raise concerns about the public's ability to trust Governor Walker and how well Walker's been doing at helping to create jobs. But Maslin, who has been closely watching the state's collective bargaining fight, offers this consultant's qualifier.
It has worked out differently than almost anyone anticipated. Why should the next 4, 5, 6 months be any different?
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.